tortillas came down from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. What do we call a person from our state?
Foreigner. Visitor? No.
How about a person from our state? The state of Texas. What do we call a person from the state of Texas? Well, just what do you consider yourself to be, you know?
Texan.
Yeah, sure. What about a person from our city?
El Paso, and mm-hmm.
What do you call a person from the United States? What do people refer to us as?
Americans.
Mm-hmm. What about people from our country to the north?
Canadians.
Mm-hmm. And to the
Mexicans.
South? Mexicans. Yeah. And what do you call somebody who's black?
Oh, that's interesting. They like to be called black these days, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Used to call them, at one time they called them brunettes.
No, not really. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what they call the 10th Cavalry.
I've
soldiers,
never heard
brunettes.
Of that. How about that?
Negroes.
How about people from Utah are usually of what religion?
If they live there, they got to be Latter-day Saints or Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do business there, they better be a Mormon.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'd be scared to move to Utah.
It's a great state.
It must be beautiful, though.
It is. It's a beautiful state. It's got beautiful parks and I have a cousin that has he put together quite a few years ago, got a piece of property on Mammoth Creek, which is right in the north end almost of Zion National Park, 40 acres in the Box Canyon, and he put this lodge together, and there are 16 chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And these friends of his, they're all from Las Vegas, Nevada. But they go up there in the summertime, and there's 8 bedrooms and 8 baths, and then a big meeting room. And they really, it's really a beautiful thing. It has this stream runs right in front of it, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's neat.
Where they can fish and just lay around and do nothing and enjoy life.
What are Caucasian people called in this area of the country?
Anglos.
Mm-hmm. Would you call country people? People that live in the country, not necessarily farmers and ranchers, but just humble country people.
Country hicks.
Okay. What about redneck? Could you call them rednecks?
Could. You don't hear that term around here much, I don't think.
Okay. What does a redneck mean to you?
No, it's a